Smoothie King does coffee better than the rest. Delicious coffee smoothies with new espresso or cold brew plus real nutrition. Enjoy any 20-ounce coffee smoothie for just $5 all day when you scan with the app. Valid at participating locations. See website for terms. Make Smoothie King your king of coffee.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And we thank you for tuning in. Now, the great thing about the weekend show is we have more stations on than we do during the week. So a lot of my original stations that have been with me the 22 years I've been on the air are here tonight, and we welcome all of them back to the radio. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes along for the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes along for the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail. Goes along for the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And it goes along to our great friends over there at the Amazon warehouse who listen to us. Thank you very much. As well as the Amazon drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. Matter of fact, I just posted a new podcast up on Getter and Parler. And True Social, we're over there. And Twitter, we're over there. We're there as Captain's America on all those sites, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great annals of California, where he's going to get snowed on again next week. He just doesn't know it, but he's going to get snowed on again next week. It's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Did you know you were going to get snowed on again?
Well, we suspected. We're supposed to have a storm.
I was looking at the weather, sizing up for tonight, and it's there, the S word, so get ready. All right, but, and by the way, that storm's going to move east in a fairly rapid fashion, so we're going to have a lot of snow across the country. And anybody that's wondering about whether or not you're going to have a white Christmas, I kind of think if you're north of I-40, you're pretty safe on the white Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two big words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope they get it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, before we get to the gist of the content that we're talking about tonight here, there's been some things that have kind of come in late in the afternoon and early evening from yesterday that we need to mention. You're going to hear about this probably on the Sunday shows. First of all, the Republicans are talking about the Biden team, who is now actively blocking the release of the oversight data on the Afghan aid that we've been sending to Afghanistan. They do not want the country to know or the Republicans to know where that money went and who got it.
Yes, this is very serious stuff, Kevin.
It is serious.
Yeah, what we hear from Representative Michael McCaul, Republican out of Texas, is that the State Department, the Treasury, and USAID, their refusal to comply is unlawful and acceptable, and unacceptable, I should say, to the requests that have been made about this.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better or any worse, and I warned the people for how long about TikTok?
I can't remember. It's a long time. Yes.
Since I first heard about it a few years back, TikTok, they are a spying website used by the Chinese army, Chinese government, to get information from Americans so that they can find out whatever it is they want to find out about you and what you've been doing. And that's exactly what they do. If you belong to TikTok, shame on you. You should quit them right now, block them right now, and don't allow them to get any more information from you.
Well, certainly the Chinese government, as you're talking about the Chinese military, I think they want to vacuum up as much information as they can about Americans. Absolutely.
Now, here's the latest thing. You know, some of those personal pictures you put on there to send them to your friend and this, that, and the other, you think, oh, boy, nobody's going to see this. You know about that?
Well, sure. Yeah, I hear people do that. Yeah.
Well, TikTok is sending some really sick stuff, pornographic to say the least, very disgusting to say the worst, out and about without putting down the names of who these people are. And they are people that use TikTok that send things that they never should have put on the internet.
Well, that's right. And I mean, TikTok or no TikTok, the internet, the saying is, of course, the internet is forever.
That's right.
And you never want to take a picture and on your phone or send it to somebody without thinking that it could be on a billboard near you as you make your morning commute. That's what the acid test should be.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm not sure exactly what happened with the railroad scenario. Obviously, they avoided a strike. There was a lot of publicity about what was going to happen if this didn't happen, if that didn't happen, because the railway union workers decided to go back to work without getting a couple of the big things that they wanted to have. So that's kind of screwy. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But there's some that doesn't meet the sniff test here, folks, on this railway settlement. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Local Business Owner, do you get calls from multiple digital marketing firms trying to sell you the quick fix to your marketing challenges? Maybe you've bought the latest tactic that some hotshot sold you and you're wondering where your results are. The problem is, you know you need to market your business, but trusting a partner, well, that's been a challenge. Our solution for many local business owners is through our digital marketing solutions, Salem Surround. Salem Surround is unique because we're based on the same guiding principles that Salem Media is. We actually care about our clients and we're accountable to our results. The same care that we deliver our radio content to you is the same we do with all our digital marketing services. So reach out to us at SalemSurround.com today and we'll consult with you about your individual needs and create a customized plan to actually do what you need your investment to do. That's SalemSurround.com, a full-service digital marketing solution for your business.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. In response to widespread protests in China, the Biden administration is tepid and sheepish in its response. Congressman Mike Gallagher.
This White House sort of constantly fears offending China.
Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Town Hall Week in Review, Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, and welcome back, everybody, to this segment of The Captain's America, Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow and MyStore.com. That would be the one and only Mike Lindell. Now, for you folks that never know what you're going to get from me, you won't know either again this year. But I'll tell you this much, your gift from me is coming from either MyPillow or MyStore. I went over there and I spent all that I wanted to spend on the people I wanted to spend it on, and I've got stuff being sent right to your front dooryard, so there you go. But MyPillow.com, we all know about that, and we all know about Mike Lindell. We all know about the great savings over there. He's just got some things going on that just will rock your socks off. And by the way, if you go to MyPillow.com, make sure you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, because that's where all the big savings are. And there are items over there on that page that are marked down as much as 90%, all right? Now, the big deal over there right now is if you like bath towels, and I'm talking about real high-quality bath towels, with a bath towel the size of a beach towel, imagine that one, folks, and a couple of hand towels, they call them hand towels, but they're as big as the bath towels, and the washcloths are about twice the size of a normal washcloth. You can get that $89.98. Normal price for a limited time through Christmas, $39.98. That's a savings of $50 with the promo code Captain. You save $50 with the promo code Captain. And there are other instances there of the same. Now, that's MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code Captain. And if you want to talk to a person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One other thing, on the mystore.com, go over there, take a look at all the stuff they have to offer. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll see the savings that you'll get right off the bat. And there's different things there for your home that you might want to have. For example, fry pans, saucers, soup cans, soup and stew things. And, oh, gosh, toasters and those little ovens and all that stuff. And a lot of different things there for your living room, your den, your dining room, your front den, whatever. Okay, your porch. They got all sorts of things there. MyStore.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. And again, the phone number, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Happy shopping and Merry Christmas to everybody. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
All right. We're going to mention now about this Twitter probe and Elon Musk and the fact that he's rolled out a lot of the internal emails and information that this guy Dorsey, the former CEO, was hiding from everybody because of what they were doing working with the Biden administration and the Democrats to withhold information that should have been released, including the Hunter Biden laptop info, when they quelled the New York Post story, which was a 100% legitimate and honest story that was put out there that they labeled, not able to be confirmed or some stupid thing, so they didn't put it up on their website. Had people been able to see that and see what was going on, there is a wide opinion that Joe Biden would not have been the president because they would have questioned his ability to govern.
That's right. They would have questioned his ability to govern. They would have questioned what kind of compromising position he truly would have been in vis-a-vis his son and the laptop information that was revealed. But you talked about, CAPTAIN, the legitimate news story. Of course, it was a legitimate news story. So it wasn't some kind of fringe sort of a thing. But the American public had every right to hear a news story. And when you have a small group of people deciding what the American people can and cannot hear, that is the quintessential, quote, attack on our democracy. But it just goes to show just how far these types of people will go. Elon Musk is now revealing all this. I think people are going to be hopping mad, CAPTAIN.
Well, let's use a couple of New York newspapers as an example. Anyone who's bought the New York Daily News understands that that is a, quote, liberal rag, end of story. They always have a liberal twist to everything. Anybody that's bought the New York Post realizes that they are either middle of the road or conservative with everything they put out there. And their news is a lot more trustworthy than the New York Daily News, who uses a lot of our sources say, or we're getting reports from, without telling you where they're coming from, which means you can't believe them. Okay, if I quote a story, and I just got done telling you about this one with Twitter, told you where it came from, Elon Musk himself, I'm going to tell you about a couple more things in here. I'm going to tell you where the stories come from, so you can go find them if you want to. That's where I'm getting my source. That becomes reliability. Unlike these people are going, well, my source told me. I mean, don't believe that stuff.
Oh, you mean, CAPTAIN, you don't like it when they just say unnamed sources close to the investigation?
Doesn't work.
Or unnamed sources in the White House.
Doesn't work. That crap cost the Republicans this last election
by believing
their own gruff. Yep.
Well, and it also allows the news outlet to introduce false ideas or things of that nature that promote doubt, as opposed to having accurate reporting. That's what they would rely on. Absolutely.
And to talk to you people for a second up in Georgia, we got a lot of great friends, a lot of great listeners, a lot of people that chime in by the email and by the messenger and by the chat room that are up in Georgia. We love you. We love hearing your comments. We love hearing your enthusiasm about Herschel Walker, this, that, and the other. But, folks, if you think the early vote means the Republicans have got this in the bag, you're wrong. The early vote has been proven before time and time again, including in this last election back in November. The early vote has been proven to be mostly Democrats most of the time.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there's a definite push for Democrats to vote early. I won't add the vote often. I'll just say vote early.
Vote early and vote often.
That's right. The old saying. The old saying. But Captain, you know, for quite some time, sort of the GOP or conservatives have had an opposite view, and that is go and vote on Election Day.
And that's fine back in the day, but it's not fine anymore because that's when you've used your last opportunity, your window of opportunity, and if something's going to go wrong, you've got no time to correct it. If you vote a week or two early and something is wrong and they tell you about it, you can get it taken care of fairly reasonably, normally, and not have to wait till the last minute and chase around, run all over the place to get a birth certificate or some form of ID or this, that, and the other to be able to vote. Because there's a lot of more stringent laws now when it comes to voting. You can't just show up and go, here I am.
Well, I think you're right, Captain, that because the inevitable problems that come up, or sometimes it could just be your schedule. Something happens on Election Day and you can't make it to the polls. So times change, and we have to change with them in this respect. Absolutely.
Now, I got a mail-in ballot, but did I mail it in? No. I took the ballot after I filled it out. I drove to the Supervisor of Elections office, which is actually on my way to the radio station. I pulled in there. I walked inside, and I handed them my ballot. And the woman says, well, you didn't have to do that. You could have mailed it. And I says, oh, no. No. I had to see me hand it to you to where you would put it where it was supposed to go because I know my vote will be counted that way. Now, don't I? And she looked at me and goes, yes, you do.
Well, allow me, Captain, a little bit of humor here. You mean you don't want to go put it in an unsupervised drop box on a corner somewhere?
That could be painted with fake paint to look like it's a drop box and it's not really
That's
a box.
Right.
And if nobody's
exactly.
Yeah, and if nobody's paying any attention to it, like the cops aren't going to pay attention to drop boxes. That's not their job. That's not what they do. They're looking for criminals. But if you have got people that are in the Supervisor of Elections office, and let's say they know that they put a drop box off at 4th and 5th, just for a couple of numbers to get a couple of streets and avenues in there. But what if there's a drop box they don't know about that's on 7th and 9th?
Exactly.
What do you got then? What do you got then?
Yeah, well, you got votes that never go anywhere. And it's like the oldest trick in the book almost.
Yeah, and that happened a lot in Nevada. Not this time, but the last time around. So far, I haven't heard a lot of anything about Nevada. So anyway, we'll be back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the weekend edition. Kyle Warren and myself, I'll be back with the bottom of the hour report. Don't go nowhere. And we'll see if we can wake check Jeff up out of bed and get him in on the mix here. I don't know if he's going to work or not because he's got this weekend mindset right now, but we'll see.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Early voting for the Georgia Senate runoff election ended Friday.
The election between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker will decide the nation's last Senate seat. If you're headed to New York City for the holidays, be advised. NYPD says pickpockets are out in full force at holiday spots in New York City. Some of the prime locations for pickpockets include the Winter Village at Bryant Park, the Rockefeller Christmas Tree, and the Holiday Windows on Fifth Avenue. Police say to be safe, keep your purse or wallet in front of you or inside a coat. In Los Angeles, police are dealing with a Grinch. A family's home security system recorded footage of someone stopping in front of their house at night and stealing their Christmas decorations, which included an 11-foot-tall inflatable Grinch. Police are asking anyone with information to come forward. This is SRN News.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-820-6058. 800-820-6058. 800-820-6058.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it away. And this is one of my favorite segments and one of my favorite sponsors. It's a product that I use religiously. I've used it for well over 8 years, coming in on 9 years right now with the January next year, 2023. That'll be 8 years I've been using it. But I use it for a simple reason. It works. It's called Relief Factor. Now, the problems that I have with the I'm going to sound like a walking freaking disaster, but I've broken my right shoulder. Guess what? I have bursitis in my shoulder. Thank you. I've broken my left wrist a couple times. I have arthritis in my wrists. Thank you. Broken my back twice, and it's been surgically taken care of once, and I have problems with my back constantly, all the time. And my left leg, my left foot, and ankle, now my right foot and ankle and leg are starting to act up too. The only product that I found to work to help me out with all the different problems that I have, the swelling, the inflammation, the pain, is Relief Factor. And believe me, folks, I've tried it all, including the prescription drugs, and I couldn't wait to get rid of them because they had a reaction where sometimes I was tired when I wasn't supposed to be tired, or I couldn't eat when I was supposed to eat, you know, all that sort of stuff. But for about $1 a day, $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. It's all natural. There are no narcotics in this product. It's all natural. 1995. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for 1995, you will know. I'll bet you'll know sooner than 3 weeks whether or not this will work. And then after that, you go on regular shipping. Obviously, you're getting a three-week supply to begin with for a sample price. Your normal price will be the month's price, so you can just kind of add that in there and realize what your fee would be for that. And I will also tell you, you get discounts for different things on different products they have, because it's not just about Relief Factor. They have other stuff there. But you got to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, folks. I am sure you're going to like what it does for you. Well, let's see here. Will he or won't he, Kyle, talking about Joe Biden? We have got a report. We've got a report from the Joe Biden team that he is considering reviving the Trump-era border and immigration policies. Now, he may be doing that because he's getting a lot of blowback from the U.S. Marshals, who are saying, hey, Joe, our job is not to go to the border and babysit a bunch of illegals. That's not what we do. So that may be part of it. What do you think?
Well, I think that this helps to dispel the idea that somehow the Biden administration doesn't understand what's happening on the border. I think they full well understand what's happening on the border because they believe it helps them politically, ultimately. But, Captain, if they're trying to maybe sit around and say, uh-oh, we may have to adopt some, God forbid, Trump-era border regulations and procedures, they must be getting a lot of that blowback that you're talking about.
Well, yeah, and I do know, and we'll have a story here a little bit later, probably in the second hour, about the Border Patrol. And this isn't just a couple of guys going, you know, I don't want to go down to the border. This is the most of the contingent going, what are you doing? That's not what we do.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And it's no there's no argument that the whole thing is out of control. And the American public are seeing that. They're looking, Captain, also at their huge loss of the House of Representatives. They know that things are going to continue to get worse. And they're heading towards 2024 with Joe Biden as the nominee, or maybe somebody else at some point. Who knows? But they know one thing.
Maybe you.
American people. Well, I don't know. But they're looking forward to try to minimize some of this damage. And here they'll do exactly the same thing that they always do. They'll start trying to sound reasonable or moderate right before the election and try to, oh, that's okay, don't worry. And then after the election, oh, we're back in power and we're going to go crazy again.
That's what they're doing.
We have to stop the cycle. Stop the cycle.
They said what the people needed to hear to get them elected, but they're going to turn right around and go right back to what they were doing. Mark my words.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's been their modus operandi. And I think they laugh behind closed doors about the whole thing.
Now, again, to you people up in Georgia, there's a story that just popped up here in front of me. The Georgia Secretary of State is asking the county election directors to conduct an audit of the Walker-Warnock race, so it won't be over when it's over.
I can imagine so. I think it would have to be pretty decisive for something like that. But I think it's going to be razor thin, and that's why we're going to head to that kind of audit.
And again, if you're waiting until election day to go vote, and you're a Republican, don't get out there this weekend. Go vote today, Saturday. Go vote Sunday. Go vote Monday. Vote early. And get out there and just get it done. Don't wait till Election Day. This is when we have all the problems on Election Day around the country.
Well, that's exactly right. And even, Captain, this idea of it being razor thin,
yep.
I think we're going to see the same yep. kind of thing start to build up for 2024.
And you realize the audience that's been listening to me for a while is going, what did he say? Did he say what I thought he said? What did he say? Well, yes, I said exactly what you thought I said, because I've changed my mind altogether on this voting early stuff, and make sure you vote the day of it because your votes count and all that stuff. That's when they've been having all the trouble.
Well, exactly right. And when you change your mind based on new input.
Facts.
That's right. New input of facts and a reasonable interpretation of what you're seeing in order to achieve a better goal, then that's a good thing. And so I'm hoping that people are listening and listening intently. And just real quick, this razor-thin margin, I think, is going to extend to the presidential election almost no matter what happens by 2024. And so that's why the GOP clearly has to have a unified message. It has to go and get voters who could break Democrat, but they do that by demonstrating how we're going to tackle inflation and the border and national security and all that.
Well, the country is pretty much uniformly split to 50-50. That's pretty much the way it is. So we're probably going to see an election like that unless something dramatic comes out. There may be something dramatic that may come out of this Twitter stuff that's being revealed, especially about the Hunter Biden laptop. Now we're hearing about it. Now we're going to know. And about the big guy. We're going to know about that because it's all in there.
And, you know, Captain, it seems to me that that's going to be like...
That could decide an election.
Well, that's right. Well, it's like the dam starting to show signs that it's getting ready to break. And when it breaks, I think watch out. I think it's going to be an informational deluge, and people are going to be very, very surprised. And I think it's going to have a big effect politically. Absolutely.
Oh, yep. I'm right there with you. By the way, the Biden administration has backtracked on the Putin peace talks instead of coming out and saying, oh, we're ready to sit down and do this and do that. Now they have stuck some terms to it because Vladdy has said that he may also be open to negotiations. However, certain things have to be allowed to be in place, like, for example, the territory that Russia's already got control of. They don't want to talk about that.
Well, no. And, you know, I guess generally speaking, a negotiation has to start somewhere. But I think that's an untenable goal for him. And I don't think Zelensky would ever agree to something like that.
No, and I don't think that's a way to start, to say, okay, Russia, you can have what you got, and we want what's left. No, I don't think so. I think that they need to demand that Russia get the hell out of their country and stay out.
And eventually, maybe even in the nearer term, that could be possible because Russia is faltering so greatly. And that means that the support to Ukraine, given all the caveats about the money and where it goes and so forth. But generally speaking, if Ukraine can kick Russia out of their country, that's going to be the war right there.
All right, my man, hold the fort. We're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yeah, we've got some weather to talk about tonight. It's mostly in the upper Midwest, but it is weather, and we'll get to it when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion.
Hey, 9:30. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Bill Bunkley here. With rising gas prices and high inflation, reviewing your health care insurance expenses is a great strategy. Contact Tim Cooper at Health Plan Network, as he may be able to offer you significant monthly savings while offering superior coverage. If you selected one of those high deductible, limited network plans, you're not stuck with it. Tim Cooper at Health Plan Network's Freedom of Choice plan puts most of the coverage up front, where you only meet your deductible if you're in the hospital. You pick your own doctors, and is 30 to 60% lower cost than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round to those that qualify. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're on COBRA, or your employment coverage is just too expensive, call Tim Cooper at 813-212-2580 or go to healthplannetwork.net. If you are under 65, reasonably healthy, and don't need maternity coverage, you can save 30 to 60%. Call Tim Cooper at 813-212-2580.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. That's 800-884-8375.
Nixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton is Florida's sweetest attraction. Whether you're looking for fresh fruits straight from our groves, stopping in for one of Nixon's famous pressed Cuban sandwiches at the Groveside Cafe, taking a walk on the wild side on our wildlife preserve, or you're in the mood for a tasty treat like our orange vanilla swirl ice cream, you'll find it and so much more at Mixon Fruit Farms. For more information, visit Mixon.com. That's Mixon.com.
Mixon Farms, a fruit farm with a twist.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh,
it roll down the highway. That's Bachman Turner Overdrive. Boy, there's a new trucking song for us, Kyle.
Yeah, I really like that one. I remember that one from back in the day. Bachman Turner Overdrive, Let It Roll Down the Highway. It's still, I mean, it's like a great sort of anthem song. And yeah, I think it's right there for truckers.
Wait till you see the video if you haven't seen it. They are out there pulling the twins, the doubles out there in the big road, 53-footers. And I used to do that from time to time. It was part of the contract that we had, was to fill in and pull the doubles from Buffalo all the way over to Albany and then break them up and then go back the other way with the empties, because then they'd take them on over to Massachusetts. But a thing of it was it was really something. You got a couple of 53-foot trailers behind you. It was like, whoa, whoa. You didn't pass anybody. You stayed in the right lane, and you did about 55 to 60 miles an hour because you did not want to get yourself caught to where you had to get out there and start to play hot rod. You know what I mean? Just too much room, too much room. All right, well, let me just get going here. Snow continues for the west and the northern plains. Gusty winds, a fire weather threat for the central and southern plains. And a lot of that weather that was active in Washington and Oregon has moved away as another new storm is moving in, as well as for Northern California. And I'll tell you what, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Upper Michigan, North and South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, I already said Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, and all along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, it's going to be a real barn burner of a weekend for the winter weather. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Captain, this morning here, as we go into the weekend edition, we're seeing a lot of rain and a lot of snow in the Seattle area. So if you're there, Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, over towards Port Angeles, down south towards Longview, you've definitely got rain, sleet, and snow, and you got a lot more coming in off of the ocean there. So you want to be careful of that. The other active rain that we're seeing on the radar map right now is in Southern California. This is going to be up in the Paso Robles area, and this is going to come all the way down towards Santa Clarita right now, and it is going to be going across Highway 99 and Interstate 5 in that area there. So you want to be aware of that. It looks like we might get some more rain after all in Southern California. But in terms of our winter weather advisories, you're right, Captain, a lot of those have moved out, but we still continue to have a winter weather advisory up near Reno on the other side of the border there to California, up towards Susanville, and then a winter storm warning south of Reno, heading down Highway 395 towards Lone Pine, down towards Ridgecrest. So if you're in that area, be careful. We do have a freeze warning in the just above San Francisco in the Santa Rosa area. Now, we've also got avalanche warnings to tell you about in Salt Lake City in that area, and then also in the Aspen area in Colorado, and then northward up towards Steamboat Springs. And then to round it out, we've got some high winds in the Cheyenne area, this along I-80 where it meets Interstate 25, and then west out I-80 as you head towards Elk Mountain. You're also going to have some very windy conditions there as well. Quick check of our mountain passes right now. Snoqualmie Pass has occasional snow flurries, but they don't have any of those hanging iron restrictions going on that we saw just a day or so ago. And back down towards Donner Pass coming out of Reno and I-80, it's 18 degrees, Captain, there right now, and it is foggy. So truckers, be careful out there.
It's not foggy when it's 18. It's called freezing fog.
Freezing fog.
I've been in it. Your mirrors heat up, freeze up. Your antennas freeze up, and it's just miserable. So there you go. Because if you don't have heated mirrors, you're screwed. You can't see out the side mirrors. All right, now we'll start with North Dakota. It's going to be really cold up in North Dakota. They've already had a blast of winter, and they're going to have a few flurries over the weekend. Same thing for Minnesota. Temperatures have dropped north of Minneapolis towards the Canadian border. And South Dakota not looking too bad. Nebraska not looking too bad. Kansas not looking too bad. Now we drop down to Oklahoma. Well, let's see. The eastern part of Oklahoma, coming out of Oklahoma City and going through Tulsa up I-44 to the Missouri line, you're going to have a mixed bag of weather. It'll be gusty. The winds will be gusty. There may be some moisture coming in on that. We'll have to wait and see. It has to make up its mind if that's what it wants to do. And down in southern Oklahoma, as well as down towards Plainview, Texas, you're going to have the same situation with the winds and the unknown part of the weather, where it's going to be rain, where it's going to be wind, where it's going to be something different. Now, let's go down to Texas, to the bottom of Texas, down there at Brownsville. You've got pea soup fog, Brownsville, all the way up to Eagle Pass, all the way across to, Corpus Christi, on up to Galveston, on up to Houston, over to Louisiana, across the lower part of Louisiana, all the way across I-10, over into I-10 and I-12, both through New Orleans. Very thick fog, very dense fog. And in Louisiana, coming out of New Orleans for about 40 or 50 miles north of I-12, you're going to be running into it too. And it kind of stops right there at Grand Bay, Alabama right now, but it looks like it might be moving to the east. Now, going up above the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you have a winter storm watch for the whole area up there. You've got a gale warning on Lake Huron, Lake Michigan as well. Windy over there. Lake Superior, same thing there. Snow all across the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight. Then we come to Toledo. Holy Toledo. We've got some snow intermittent, which will take us all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania, which will then take us all the way over towards Buffalo, which will then pick us up around Niagara Falls and run us all the way over east to Oswego and Fulton and Oneida Lake, and it'll then run us up into Watertown and towards the St. Lawrence River. There is a winter storm warning for Jefferson and Lewis County tonight for several inches, perhaps feet, of snow. And snow in the Adirondacks as well. We've got gale warnings and cold temperatures from Nova Scotia all the way down towards Long Island tonight. Got some fog along the east coast, Chesapeake Bay, and got a little uncertainty in the weather in Kentucky tonight. Certainly going to be windy, if nothing else. And Kyle, why do we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, Captain, we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J because, number one, you're going to pull in, you're going to get the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate, especially in this cold weather, rainy, snowy, windy.
But I want a root beer.
Well, they have that too, I'm sure. And they also have great food, great supplies, and you're also going to be able to fuel up. And when you join the My Rewards Plus app and activate Push for Points, you can start earning 4 points per gallon when you buy fuel at the Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers. And also between now and December 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, hold that thought. And by the way, folks, when you pull into the Pilot, or the Flying J, especially the Flying J, the deli, get those chicken strips and those big, long potato sticks they got there. Oh, my God, those are good. Those are good, good, good. All right, I'll be back after the top of the hour news, hour number two, coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930. The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Twitter CEO Elon Musk reveals what went on behind the scenes at Twitter when the social platform blocked a New York Post article on Hunter Biden during the final weeks of the 2020 presidential election. Included in Friday's tweets were screenshots of email requests from people in the Biden administration asking their contacts within Twitter to take action against various tweets. The original 2020 New York Post story detailed contents of the laptop that was left at a computer repair shop. The laptop belonged to Hunter Biden. The group of seven nations, along with Australia, joined the European Union in setting a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil, a key step as Western sanctions aim to reorder the global oil market to prevent price spikes and starve President Vladimir Putin of funding in his war in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the price cap on Russian oil is appropriate.
Limiting Mr. Putin's ability to profit off of oil sales and limit his ability to continue to use that money to fund his war machine.
The nation's 988 call service for helping anyone having mental health problems is back up and running.
The hotline was out of service on Thursday, but was restored shortly before midnight and was running on Friday. People experiencing a mental health crisis were still able to reach a mental health counselor by texting 988 or visiting 988lifeline.org to start a chat. The Health and Human Services spokeswoman says the federal government is investigating the hotline's outage. John Scott reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, even comic strips or comedies on TV, they make it seem like it's always that reaction of, oh, no, thanks, I have a headache tonight, I don't really feel like it. That shouldn't be the norm, and that's not God's intention for intimacy in marriage. So if that's the norm in your life, I think the next question is why.
Deborah Feleda on Focus on the Family Minute.
What is going on underneath the surface that might be preventing you from seeing sex as a gift for you to be enjoyed? Could it be a hormone imbalance? Could it be problems in the relationship that are going unaddressed, a lack of emotional and spiritual intimacy? Could it be that you're not saying what you need and speaking up about those things? Could it be that your schedule is so busy and stressed out and you're so exhausted by the end of the night?
Hear more insights from Deborah about ways to improve your marital intimacy at familyminute.org.
Website.
America's newest nuclear stealth bomber makes its public debut after years of secret development. Bob Agnew reports.
The B-21 Raider is the first new American bomber aircraft in more than 30 years. It's part of the Pentagon's effort to modernize all three legs of its nuclear triad, which also includes silo-launched nuclear ballistic missiles and submarine-launched warheads. The goal is to stave off a rising threat from China. It's on track to have 1,500 nuclear weapons by 2035, and it's seen recent gains in hypersonics and cyber and space warfare capacities. Bob Agner reporting.
A joint venture between General Motors and South Korean battery company LG Energy Solution says it will invest an additional $275 million to expand a Tennessee battery cell factory for electric vehicles. Officials with the companies had already pledged to spend $2.3 billion to build a plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, just watching your hard-earned dollars flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years, and you can use your Medicare-approved doctor, and you also get telehealth 24/7 service, so you don't have to leave your home for the little stuff. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're easy to talk to. Call 1-800-PSALM-60. 16. That's 1-800-PSALM-16, 1-800-PSALM-16.
Dennis Prager here, inviting you to join me for a very memorable travel opportunity. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel next October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we tour Israel and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I'm broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail, Christmas gifts, and all that stuff to the post office so you can get it delivered to your post office mailbox. And don't forget the suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks listening at the warehouse. Thanks very much, as well as our drivers, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Just posted a new podcast over there, so it's over there up and ready for people to see. Now, here's what you also need to know. We have a website, and that website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find all the different things that we're doing. We put our events calendar over there, what we're doing, where we're doing it, and we're out and about and in the community, and boy, are we going to be busy the next few weeks. But anyway, I digress. Joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, and he might be in the frozen tundra tonight by the looks of the weather here. It's none other than Roll Edwards. There you go. You can say something. We'll let you.
Yeah, and it's a warm 57 degrees right now.
Well, you're lucky because it won't be for long. You ought to see what's coming. I mean, I just took a look at it here. I can't believe it myself, but the weather is going to go downhill in a real quick over the weekend. All that stuff that was out west is coming your way, and especially along the northern quadrant of the country. You're getting rocked up there in the Upper Peninsula right now.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get too much right.
Okay, but you might get some cooler temperatures by the looks of what's coming. So anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words under God because our great country has been founded, and we know it, we hope you know it, on Judeo-Christian values. And it's about time that we get a little bit more emphasis into that, but I still haven't figured out how to do it, Ron. I mean, I'm left hanging here because a whole bunch of people are going, yeah, right, sure, uh-huh, okay. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Yep. All right, well, let's start out with the Joe Biden train, the Joe Biden train. I like that. I got to get a train whistle now. The Joe Biden train. He is, according to his staffers, considering reviving the Trump-era border and immigration policies. The question is, will he do it?
No. And this is just political talk. And especially when I look at all of the things that he says or they say that he is considering, I don't see in the details about building the wall, which is the number one deterrent to illegal
border crossing. Did you hear what future incoming Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy had to say about Biden and the budget, what he needed to include in that? And if he didn't, he wasn't going to get a budget from the Republicans. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I think I read that he something to the effect that he needs to include border funding.
Border funding, border security, yeah. And the wall.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, Captain. They talk this stuff, and I don't trust Kevin McCarthy any further than I could throw him.
Trust him more than I do Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I trust him to say better things than Nancy Pelosi or some of the others.
But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until he proves differently. That's what I'm going to do. I think we've got to give this guy a chance,
well,
and the Republicans too. Yep.
Well, he's proven in several cases that he's willing to undermine conservative Republicans and things of that nature. So that alone leaves me, you know, reason to caution when it comes to that.
Well,
man,
with some of the things that he's done, he's had just cause, because I've checked it when I've done the research. He's been right, unfortunately, for the people on the other side, but he's been right. Okay, here we go. Protest in China against the world's toughest COVID-19 is now starting to die down. All the stuff they've had going over there. Our U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, said, I think we've seen the worst of the protests. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, anger over the curbs had refueled dozens of protests in more than 20 cities in recent days in a show of civil disobedience, unprecedented, in China since President Xi Jinping took power back in 2012. While easing some measures appears to be an attempt to appease the public, Chinese authorities have also begun to seek out those who have been in the protests. So, okay, they're easing protests and easing conditions, so they say, but they're still going after people. So,
all righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We'll be right back after you hear an Edwards Notebook and us. I'll be back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Any student around the world can sign up for PACT's online training program and learn how to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the one-hour course today. With PACT, we declare not one more victim.
Some surprises are good, some surprises are life-changing, and some surprises can be financially devastating. That's why you need 210 Home Buyers Warranty. 210 Home Buyers Warranty covers critical systems like your heating, cooling, and water heater, and appliances like your fridge from breakdowns caused by routine use. Because something will break down right when you need it most. A refrigerator breakdown can cost over $1,200 to replace. With 210, as little as $85. Water heater breakdown, nearly $1,800. With 210, as little as $85. AC breakdown, $2,500. With 210, as little as $85.
I enjoy knowing that any issues I may have with my home will be taken care of.
Everything was handled professionally.
The response and service is always timely and professional.
No matter the age of your home or appliances, a home warranty service agreement from 210 Home Buyers Warranty can help reduce your financial stress. Call 800-471-7187. 800-471-7187. That's 800-471-7187. Call now to get 2 months free.
This radio station is free to listen to. But there's a new bill in Congress that could force local radio to pay even more for playing the music owned by foreign record labels. If they have their way, it could stop the music, talk, and information. Please text the word local to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio. This message furnished by Salem Media Group of Tampa and Sarasota and the NAB.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We, the people of the United States of America, fully understand the Biden administration, all Democrats and rhinos, want destructive open borders. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Dear Democrats, globalist rhinos, and your legions of illegal border crossers, together you continue to wreak havoc throughout our republic. Most of you illegal border crossers have ventured here by the permission of the Biden administration and others to help them to literally destroy this exceptional nation. We the people realize that you illegal border crossers are part of a means to an evil end perpetuated against we Americans who simply want to live free in a land where problems are solved with real solutions, where farmers can grow good and healthy food and real clean energy such as natural gas, nuclear power, clean crude oil, etc. can be utilized to take care of our energy needs and be energy independent. Also, we know that Biden and most career politicians seek to bring you illegals here to help eradicate our Judeo-Christian and constitutionally limited heritage. In closing, we the people know that if God be for us, you and your wicked Democrat rhino friends will toil for naught and succumb in utter peril. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, on TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
unless you want to drink coffee. And then you can find out about constitutional grounds. Now, I've got constitutional grounds in my cup here, my Tervis tumbler. I use it for iced coffee, and boy, I'm telling you, it's good. And to me, nothing is worse than coffee. It's got a bunch of acidic acid in it because it just gets your stomach churning. And this coffee is smooth as glass. Mantequilla, I think, is the term that they use for smooth as butter. But this is coffee we're talking about. Now, it's got the delicious taste that many are raving about. How about asking the Godfather, George? He'll tell you how good it is. And by the way, because you want the best constitutional grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. And all you got to do to order it is go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com, that website. Make your purchase over there. And you'll find out what I found out, because that means that constitutional grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There's that masked man that rode through on that horse again. I'm telling you, you want to find a guy with a horse, you got to listen for that one. And let me just give you a little taste here, a little sound of this, because this is. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just can't believe, you know, I love coffee. Okay. And I love drinking the iced coffee. That's the type I like. And that constitutional grounds just is absolutely outstanding. How about this one? Outstanding in a cup.
There you go. I love it. Absolutely.
All right. Let's go back to Georgia. Georgia Secretary of State is asking the county election directors to conduct an audit of the Walker Warnock race immediately after it's done.
And they need to. Brad Raffensperger, who won re-election for Secretary of State in November's midterm elections, said the audit, however, is optional. And he says that, you know, he believes that an audit will bring additional public confidence to the outcome of the election.
Sure.
And hopes that all the counties in Georgia will choose to participate in the audit. And I think they do need to conduct an audit. I would like all the elections across the country to be conducted in such a manner. We need audits all over the place, Captain.
Could use audits, but not this 60 days of voting or whatever the hell they do.
No. See, we need to go back to voting, voter day, because why is it without computers? In the past, they used to, figure out the elections in one night. And why is that even currently, certain states like Ohio and Florida can get theirs counted in one night, large population states, right?
Yep.
But Arizona couldn't. So, yeah, there needs to be a massive audit participation around the country, not just in Georgia.
Well, it's my understanding that Arizona was doing a lot of stuff by hand, verifying signatures by hand, whereas...
Yeah, but not... But they're being slick. Yep, come on, Captain.
Yeah, but we have a computer here that does that. You stick the ballot in there, and it checks the signature.
But do you remember in the past, maybe it was before I was born, I don't know, but in the past, they used to be able to figure out
elections. Boy, that was a long time ago.
They used to be able to figure out elections in one night.
Yep.
Okay, so we need to be able to do it again.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I totally agree. By the way, have you heard the latest about the Space Force? We're really excited about this.
The rocket, it's taking its last turn around the moon and coming back.
Well, the Space Force has opened a brand new regional headquarters in Tampa at CENTCOM, at CENTCOM, to support the military.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did read about that, too.
Yep.
But, the what happened with the rocket... What is that? I forget the name of the rocket.
I know what you're talking about. I forgot the name, too.
Orion? Right. Oh, is it Orion?
I think it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's made their turn, and it's coming back. So we may be heading back, actually, to the moon in the not-too-distant future.
When they say to the moon, they'll mean it.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you leave them?
Oh, hey, next year.
Okay.
I won't be back.
You live on the moon and broadcast somewhere. We'll hear you. Okay. 2/3 support for the border wall and E-Verify has now been verified by, get this, a poll All kinds of people, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Harry Kushner, whatever they are, have come out and said, hey, man, we need the border wall. We need E-Verify. It'll stop the nonsense. And I believe they're right.
Well, 67% of voters endorsed a wall, and 69% support the E-Verify national system. And that should wake politicians up. You know, a majority of Americans do want our border protected. And the best avenue of protection, number one, is a wall. You need a physical barrier that goes deep to, you know, so they can deal with tunnels as well. And you need E-Verify systems as well. Mm-hmm. Simple stuff can easily be done. But we have to get rid of politicians who would rather undermine our country with illegal border crossers, which have been coming in record numbers. And I don't know, Captain, if we now have so many in this country that we have irreparable damage already.
Yeah, we do. Over 2 million this year.
Yeah. So and we need to also, reduce legal immigration as well.
Yes, you're right. We just need to stop everything for about 90 days and until we get the new Congress in and get some new legislation. Now everybody's girlfriend, Hillary Clinton, who just won't give up, folks. She won't give up. She says overturning Roe v. Wade put the United States in the company of Sudan and Afghanistan. Well, geez, she ought to know.
You know, I just think that we're all crazy, or she's actually crazy.
I think it's her.
Has anyone ever been to Afghanistan or Sudan, or just at least taken the time to realize what type of a society they have over there, and to compare our country to that? Because they simply turn Roe v. Wade back to the states and for the people to decide. They can get rid of it anyway.
Right. Right.
But to compare that with Sudan and Afghanistan is an insult to common sense as well as the American people.
Now, you don't use TikTok, do you?
No, I don't. And
good.
We'll never do it.
And nobody ever should either. They should get rid of that. That is a spy on the American people, and everything you do as a user. National security concerns, obviously, about that. But there's a heightened threat environment right now ahead of the holidays, as the Department of Homeland Security is advising that, because they took the air marshals off about 90% of the flights, and they told everybody they did it. Hello, terrorists. Here we are.
I know. They keep making us vulnerable in this country with these weird, stupid, asinine decisions. And these politicians, they don't care about us. We've come to that conclusion many years ago, but it's just getting worse and worse. They continue to face heightened threat environment. And here's the other thing. I think they're trying to cover their butts when it comes to illegal border crossing, because there's going to be a lot of heightened violent activity due to the illegal border crossers coming over here doing. And they're going to blame.
Where's Dianne Feinstein going to get her house cleaners from? Oh, that's right, China. All right, my friend, we will talk to you again on Tuesday, if not before. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low up there.
Take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's on every Wednesday and every Saturday, and you hear the Edwards Notebook play during the show several different times during the week. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how. Lots more in store.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
I was born 80 years ago today. A lot has happened in those 8 decades. World War II eventually ended. There were wars in Korea and Vietnam. American astronauts landed on the moon. There were race riots and anti-war demonstrations in the 60s, Watergate in the 70s, and Reagan, who dominated the 80s. The 90s featured Clinton and Gingrich, and 2000 began with George W. Bush as president and 9/11. None of this, including my birth, occurred outside of God's knowledge and control. As a friend once said, history is his story, meaning Jesus. As I wrote in yesterday's newspaper column, I've been privileged to meet and interview some incredible people from diverse backgrounds. I've also been able to use this platform God gave me to tell others inside and outside my profession about Jesus. No award or level of public approval could exceed that blessing. So it looks like I'm at my sell-by date, but only God knows how many more years, months, weeks, days, minutes, and seconds He'll allow me on this earth. I intend to make the most of them for His glory. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So yeah, they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing, and joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your health care. Call now, 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. Heroes Mile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them a captain.
You bet. Tell them the captain sent you, and here's why. If you have got a problem, doesn't have to be PTSD, doesn't have to be TBI, doesn't have to be drinking, doesn't have to be drugs, any of that. Let's say you just got a problem maybe getting along with your marriage, getting along with your partner, your life partner. How about money? Everybody's got money problems, right? How about you just need somebody to talk to that knows what you're going through? How about another veteran? How about veterans talking to veterans? How about that one? Now, so many times when you go to different, and I won't mention any names because I don't need to, so many times when you go to different government agencies, you are not talking to a veteran. Here you are, a veteran, talking to them about your problems, talking to a civilian who all they've learned is what's in a book. They haven't walked a mile in your shoes. Well, these folks at Heroes Mile have, folks. And I'll tell you something else. If you're a first responder, and you're having the same kind of problems, you may get a veteran to begin with that you're talking to, but you'll wind up with a first responder that understands the problems you're having. Again, financial problems, we all have them. Everybody, some point in their life. These are not good times right now. Now, are we in the middle of a recession? No, but we're so close to it, you can taste it. Could we go into that or worse? Yes, we could. Are you prepared for what happens? Probably not, but there are certain things you can do to try to help yourself. And the only way you're going to know is by going to the website, heroesmile.com. I'm going to spell the word heroes so you get it right. H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. Go over there, check it out, find out everything they're up to. And if you want to call them on the phone, it's 888-VET-NOW-2. That number again, 888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2. So 888-VET-NOW-2 gets you in, or heroesmile.com, the website. You find out what's going on. Give them a call. I'm sure they'll be able to help you. They're good people doing great things for their brother and sister veterans and first responders. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I want to run it out this way. You ready?
Sure.
The country got a big surprise yesterday because the jobs report was hotter than expected. There is still no sign of inflation backing off, but we still don't have a problem with recession coming in.
Well, yes, the jobs report is good in the general sense. But, Captain, I think we're going to see a lot of problems, and I hate to be the bearer of those kinds of tidings, but I think as we get through the holiday season and Christmas time, people are going to find themselves strapped for money. By some accounts, people are dipping back into their credit cards, which in some cases they might have tried to pay down a little bit during the pandemic, but now they're back trying to match the spending that they would have under, quote, normal conditions. So there's going to be a piper to be paid at some point on this.
Now, I'm not sure where this puts the Republicans. I'm going to try to look it up quickly, and you might try it too on your end, how many seats we have currently in the House of Representatives, because yesterday a California congressman was declared the winner in his race, a Republican, John Duarte. You familiar with him?
Name's familiar. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was one of the last race.
Well, it was the last race, except for this one that we got to have for the person that died in office. It was the last race, and he did win his race, was certified, and the winners conceded and all that sort of stuff. So that gives him another seat. Now, I'm not sure if that makes it a 221 or 222. That's what I'm trying to find out right now. I'm looking as I'm talking, but it is what it is. Maybe you can find it before I do.
I'm looking. I'm seeing 221 to 213 at this point.
I think it's now 222. 221 to 213 is 434. We need 435, so I believe it's now 222.
Right? Yeah. Exactly, yes.
And that would be the 435. So there
you
go.
Well, yeah, Duarte's, I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah, Duarte's in District 13, and I think that's the one we're talking about.
Yep.
If that was called for the Republican, then that should make it 222. Exactly.
It was. Yeah. It was. Yep, it was. Now, the bloodbath at CNN is continuing. They've gotten rid of some of their hosts. HLN is being gutted into layoffs. They're going to go pretty much to reports coming from CNN, where they'll slide them over there. Instead of having live people sitting there doing their reporting, it'll be all handled by the CNN folks on the regular network side. So you can see what they're doing there. Definitely this is creating a big... a big mix, if you will, in everything that's taking place, right?
Well, exactly. And, of course, HLN used to stand for Headline News, and that morphed over time. But I remember when headline news came out, it was an amazing concept. You could get a 30-minute newscast, essentially, all throughout the day, and you could be informed almost any time you wanted to be. So it'd be interesting to see if they even try to revisit that. But those on-air personalities, Captain, that cost a lot of money and everything, yeah, they got pushed to the curb because CNN is trying to cut back and save money. And who knows? HLN may go the way of the dodo here before too long.
Could be. Could very well be. But we'll have to wait and find out about that one, I do believe. All right, yeah. Now, moving along, the Judicial Watch folks, and God bless them for the work they do, they have found out that the Secret Service has found Hunter Biden's gun probe documents that they denied having in the first place, remember?
Right.
And I think what's going on here is that, again, they hid certain facts about Hunter Biden so he could get a gun permit because based on his arrest record, he never should have gotten one.
No kidding. That's what the system is designed to do. It's supposed to stop those kinds of things from happening. But it looks like, once again, privilege has its
privileges. Daddy-O helped him slip it through. That's what happened.
Well, sure. And the burning question is, should Hunter Biden have a firearm?
Are you kidding me? Hell no.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I know he's got security, so I'm sure he's well protected, and that's good. But, yeah, this guy seems to be makes some pretty bad decisions, let's just say that.
Now, GOP lawmakers have pledged to vote against the spending bill unless Biden takes action to secure the border, which includes not only going back to build the wall, but also to get the right amount of Border Patrol agents in place, not U.S. Marshals, not the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts or whoever the hell is he's sending down there, but to hire more Border Patrol agents. And, oh, by the way, those 87,000 IRS folks,
yeah,
they're all going to wind up on the border in CBP uniforms when the Republicans take control. That's what we've heard.
Well, and that might be a better job, I think, to a great degree. But, you know, Captain, trying to get the Democrats and the Republicans to do reasonable things together, that's going to be key. And, of course, the Biden administration, they have their own designs for the border. They have their own reasons why they want it to be in total chaos. But now, hopefully now, they're going to have to be either held to account, have their feet held to the fire to actually do something substantial.
Yeah, and by the way, Barack Obama's pushing real hard, and Georgia's been there a couple times recently for Warnock and all that. And you folks up there, don't get hoodwinked. Don't get hoodwinked by these people, because, again, I'll throw this question out there. I did it before, and I'll do it again. What has Senator Warnock done for you lately?
Zilch. Nothing.
Cost you more money.
Well, that's right. What has he caused? That's a good question. But, you know, when you got people like Barack Obama coming out and all that, there's a lot of explaining going on. And I think when you're explaining. Lots of explaining.
No. You missed it. Lots of explaining.
Explaining, that's right. Yep. Well, but if you've got to sit there and try to teach it to everybody, there must be something wrong with your message. The conservative message sells itself.
Of course it does. And by the way, if you want honest people, stay the hell away from a Democrat. They wouldn't know what the truth was if it jumped up and bit him in the you-know-what. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And I'm serious when I say that. I'll be right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
No idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now at 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. That's 800-365-6303.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van, running or not. We guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring these kids home safe.
Call 800-745-2882. 800-745-2882. 800-745-2882.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're looking outside of big corporate control. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something worth watching. The new Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, all in one place. SNC is home to Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Watch anytime, on any screen, free 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's my part of the song right there. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. I love it. It's, yeah, let it ride.
Now, we had a Bachman-Turner Overdrive night tonight because I found a couple of classics that I did not have in my collection. Imagine that. And now I do. So you'll hear them again here on the Captain's America Third Watch. But I'm telling you, another one of these groups, Bachman-Turner Overdrive, just hit after hit after hit after hit after hit, especially in the 80s. Unbelievable. What a group.
Absolutely, that's right. And, you know, Captain, we get a lot of response on these songs, and people, they call in, and then they start to request them again, and so we want to hear from you. Let us know what you like.
Right, and I'll tell you what, with everything that's going on, we certainly have to pay attention to what's here right in front of our noses. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but, you know, everybody was worried about COVID last year, right?
Right.
Well, now they're worried about the flu because the flu season has worsened in 44 states. High activity in those 44 states. So who knows what's going on?
Well, of course, and it is seasonal, and of course we are starting to get back to normal. So people are interacting more and more, and so I'm sure we'll see more cases.
Yep, yep, and yep. Now here's one for you. The InfoWars host, Alex Jones, who's gotten himself in all kinds of trouble because of Sandy Hook, right?
Yeah, very much so. Absolutely.
Over $1.5 billion in lawsuits against him. And I'm not sure how this works with bankruptcy, but I don't think when somebody takes a lawsuit out against you and they win it, I don't think that you can just walk away from that. I'm not sure. But anyway, he's filing for personal bankruptcy as he now owes that $1.5 billion.
Very much. And obviously, I'm sure this is on advice of his attorneys and this kind of thing. They're going to do everything they can to try to forestall the inevitable, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And it is what it is. Because, again, you can't just sit there and make things up.
Well, this is going to be a real cautionary tale, Captain, for any broadcaster or public figure who wants to sensationalize something or come up and try to get some angle or create some sort of hysteria about something. You've got to stick with the facts, and I can't imagine, and I know you can't imagine, and our listeners can't imagine, what those parents went through at Sandy Hook, and our heart just breaks.
Exactly, and I don't feel sorry for the gentleman. It's a problem that's going. He's going to have to live with, and it's his conscience, not ours. By the way, the GOP has a lot riding on the Georgia Senate race. All hands are on deck right now for the final push for the vote this Tuesday. We know that what's going on is going on.
That's right, and if you can vote early and make sure that your vote is in, it gets counted, and it's time to show up now. Don't just wait until Tuesday on December the 6th to do that, because things are changing, and you've got to change your tactics, and they're good. There's a good change for tactics.
Exactly. Moving along, Florida, you ready for this? Florida, yep, may allow Disney to return to a self-governing status. Now, I don't know where that's coming from, and I don't know what kind of promises have been made by the new CEO, who was the old CEO. So who knows?
Well, I think part of it is the fact that they're bringing back Iger. Disney is drowning in a sea of woke. They are drowning in a sea of not pleasing the customer in terms of the entertainment, especially the movie Strange World is a huge flop. It would cost millions, $180 million to make, and it's not even going to come close to making any kind of profit, let alone breaking even. And so I think the idea of bringing back Iger, they might think that there's a better chance that they would be back to some sort of self-governing status, because the genesis of the whole thing was the fact that the previous CEO, right, made those comments about education, and that's what sparked this whole thing.
Right. Okay, so tell us how we can hear your show, Mr. Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about Pilot and Flying J and all that good stuff in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report?
Well, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report every morning here on the Captain's America. Find out more about them at PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. So we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay out of the snowbanks.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And now we're going to shift gears and go over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Believe it or not, nothing at all on my regular source about that item. Nothing. Not one word. Nothing.
Wow.
So go figure. Now, I do want to talk about this. We have got, in Georgia, the upcoming race. I believe the vote is on Tuesday. Is that correct? And the Georgia Secretary of State has asked all the county election directors to conduct an audit as soon as possible. It's not mandatory. It's only being suggested as soon as possible after the election itself is over and votes are counted, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't remember them doing that before ever. Do you?
I don't remember it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Okay, because I've been trying to figure out if this is something that is just because of this race and because of what happened before or what the deal is, and it kind of looks like it's just because of the race and the previous history.
This race is really not about so much Walker and Warnock
nope.
as it is about the power in Washington.
Yep.
And committee assignments and those kinds of things. So, interestingly enough, they absolutely did not want Biden in any part of this. He went to Massachusetts, of all places, and went to some kind of phone bank there. But they sent Barack Obama again. And what he had to say was really... He didn't have anything good to say really about Biden either, but it was more radical than I can even guess that he would have done what Obama had to say. So, you know, he was in his element and having a good time and yucking it up and, you know, twisting truths, and it was disgusting.
Mm. By the way, just coming across the wire here late last night, Representative Elise Stefanik from New York says that some postal office employees stole $20,000 in campaign checks and are actively pursuing whoever that might happen to be. Wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to keep it that way as we go to break. And then we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1054. 800-987-1054. That's 800-987-1054.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The body of a 7-year-old Texas girl is found 2 days after she went missing. Police say a FedEx driver is accused of kidnapping and killing her. The Wise County Sheriff's Office says Athena Strand's body was found in northwest of Fort Worth, less than 10 miles from her home. 31-year-old Tanner Horner is being held in the case. Police say he was a contract driver for FedEx and is believed to have kidnapped the girl 2 days ago while making deliveries. They believe she died within an hour of being kidnapped. A majority of Americans who voted in the 2022 midterm elections favor policies to end illegal immigration and bring legal immigration under control.
A new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports and Numbers USA finds that 58% of U.S. midterm voters believe the government is doing too little to reduce illegal border crossings and visitor overstays. Only 13% say the government is doing too much immigration enforcement, while 20% rate the current level of action as about right. A majority of midterm voters say President Joe Biden's administration is doing a poor job of handling the issue of illegal immigration, while less than a third give the administration a rating of good or excellent on the issue. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Meanwhile, the president trying to increase his odds of getting reelected, recommending Iowa be moved out of its first-in-the-nation status. He wants the Democratic National Committee to replace the state. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is having none of it, tweeting that Biden is, quote, kicking Iowa in the teeth, end quote. Georgia sets another record for single-day early voting. Over 350,000 Georgians voted in the runoff election between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. The Biden administration will not renew the emergency declaration for monkeypox. DHH says the public health emergency will expire over the next 60 days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
York, install confidence.
Howdy, friends. This is Chris Casher with AC Today. Fall is the best time of the year on the Sun Coast, if you ask me. We have returning friends and family members, holidays, and lots of football. The last thing you need is an AC unit that doesn't work properly. For a limited time, AC Today is offering a $49 Precision Tune Special, which consists of a 25-point inspection system, rating report, all performed by our professional NAEP certified technician members. This service normally costs $99, but for a limited time, it's only $49. We're passing the savings along to you. That's over 50%. But you have to call now, 941-755-1336. That's 941-755-1336 or visit actoday-fl.com. For all your AC needs, you have to call AC Today, not tomorrow.
Several photos have been posted from Iran showing women dressed as characters from the novel The Handmaid's Tale in a new form of protest.
A woman in a scarlet robe and a white hood stands in Tehran with her back to the camera and facing the famous landmark, the Azadi or Freedom Tower. Her costume is that of one of a woman subjugated by men in the fictional patriarchal society of Gilead, portrayed in Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. Several other Iranian women have worn the outfit in recent days in a new protest against a theocratic political and social system in Iran. It was the issue of the hijab that first sparked the mass demonstrations now entering their 12th week. The cry remains the slogan, Women, Life, Freedom.
Group of Seven Nations in Australia joined the European Union in adopting a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil. It's a key step in sanctions. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey.
Find us online at theanswersarasota.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today.
today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aqua Powders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aqua Powders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Captain Matt Bruce.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, we are broadcasting from our flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7 as well. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, as well as our bulk mail center haulers, as well as our suicide jockeys. And let's not forget the Amazon warehouse and the Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you can find us there as Captain's America. I put a podcast up yesterday on every one of those pages, so you'll be able to find that over there too. Or you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty, and
justice
for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, we've had the laptop from hell. Now we've got the tweets from hell. Explain.
Well, they're really not... It's not even so much about the tweets. It's what Matt Taibbi is the portal, if you will, the Twitter account that is releasing the internal collaboration of Twitter regarding all things the Hunter Biden laptop, okay? Uh-huh. And what Matt Taibbi is releasing is telling us that Twitter, and this is just Twitter now, this has nothing to do with Facebook or Google, but they are just as culpable in all of this, interfered in our elections.
Right.
Period. They, if you read through what is being started to be released, I think about 7 o'clock last night, is Twitter was a state actor of the DNC and the Biden camp. So obviously it had to do with suppression and censorship, but what we have found out, and this is, I would argue too, that this is not all of it. I think that Elon Musk is not telling us the whole story. He's right. telling us a lot of the story, but he's not telling us the whole story. And here's what's interesting about this is, let's not forget, what was a day and a half ago, he met with Tim Cook at Apple.
Yep.
And it was allegedly over the fact that there was some chatter that Apple's App Store was going to quit offering Twitter, the Twitter app.
Yep.
I don't think that was the whole discussion. What I think is going on between the conspiracy between the DNC and the government, including campaign, the Biden campaign, is really quite remarkable. And to suppress the stories and to take down, I think, what didn't they suspend the New York Post Twitter account?
Yeah, okay. One day, and then they put it back the next.
Well, no, I think it was almost 2 weeks before they came back.
Okay.
But here's the fascinating thing. We have this cat over at Twitter, or had, by the name of James Baker. Now, he was the top lawyer in the legal department at the FBI. And he was very, very involved in all things Russia collusion with the rest of them, James Comey and that whole crowd. Okay. Well, he left the FBI and went over to Twitter. He was very involved in all of this. And remember, they called the laptop Russian disinformation.
Yep.
So that all permeated over into Twitter. Now, this isn't exclusively, ladies and gentlemen, just about Twitter, because I guarantee you the same thing was happening at Facebook, and I think it was happening at Google.
Yep.
At a minimum.
Yep.
So what we have found out is that Twitter became a state actor. And this there will be new discussions up on the Hill on Section 230 for sure.
Good.
There were also Congressman Ro Khanna out of California. He reached out to the top person over there at Twitter, one of their lawyers, talking about this was censorship. So he seemed to have a personal relationship with this woman, Gaddis.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, he actually was saying the right things, though. He said, I'm a Biden partisan, but this is censorship. This is a First Amendment violation. And This is hardly the begin. This is hardly the end of the discussion.
All right, hold that thought, because we'll continue this on the other side of the break. Because there's stuff in here, folks, and you've been hearing about it for months, if not a year or two, since that election in 2020. And now you're going to hear the rest of the story. They don't want you to hear this, but you're going to hear it here.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. 5615.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469.
Don't miss this special offer from Regnery.com. Save 50% off a collection of four number one best-selling books by David Limbaugh. You'll get Jesus is Risen, Jesus on Trial, and The True Jesus in paperback. And as a bonus, you also get David Limbaugh's latest book, The Resurrected Jesus, in hardcover. These books will strengthen believers and challenge doubters with eyewitness accounts of the messengers who proclaimed the resurrected Christ. Get all four of these David Limbaugh bestsellers for 50% off only at Regnery.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, thanks very much. I will do just that before we get back to Denise. This segment of the show brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, your car, your truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV. You can bundle all that together, save yourself some money. But where you really save money is when you put your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance all on the same policy, and you'll save a boatload of money that way. That's just the way it works. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. See what they have to offer. You can even get a hold of your local agent that way and handle it through him face-to-face or her if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, you can do it all on the Internet, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We were just talking off the air about why people probably have toned all this out and zoned it out. And it's because there was so much misinformation a few years ago, and it got to the point to where it was just sickening and just garbage to most people. They just turned the TV off when this stuff came on. Now we're getting the reports of what actually, factually happened, aren't we?
Well, as I was saying, I don't think this is all of it. And what Matt Taibbi is doing is he's tweeting about the, what he has it, that Elon Musk provided for him, mm-hmm. okay? And these are internal discussions that were going on with the top Twitter people. But I think he's also being, he's holding back on something here, which I'm not very happy about. But nonetheless, we're certainly getting at least confirmation, validation of the collusion / conspiracy between the DNC, between lawyers, the Biden camp, government, and social media. Because this isn't, again, this is not exclusive just to Twitter. It's just that since Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, we're seeing the grass fire here. So, there were even people, interestingly enough, that were questioning the fact that the James Bakers and this Vijay Gaddis woman were concocting to stop this story of about the laptop. Some of the employees were even saying, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call it Russian disinformation / hacking, and we're going to run with it, and we're going to stay there. But they all knew that it was false, that their premise was false,
mm-hmm.
but they continued to do it. But I would argue, because I've been kind of saying this for quite some time, this is not the first rodeo. This didn't happen just because of Biden and Trump and the elections, of which they clearly interfered with, by suppressing information. This goes back to, because I was reminded of 2011, when I think it was David Axelrod that was still working for Barack Obama, when Obama was up for re-election for his second term. They created something, a Twitter account called Attack Watch. And for anybody that was on Twitter that was saying the truth but saying negative things about Obama, Attack Watch through Twitter was watching all of this, and that's how they kept adjusting their campaign and their talking points and their Trump speeches and the, mm-hmm. all. I don't mean Donald Trump, but I mean how they were using this as a Trump card.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the first rodeo. Now, that particular Twitter handle lasted about 2 or 3 months, as I remember. I go back a long way because the conservatives and Republicans had an absolute blast with that particular account, and they just shut it down after a while. But anyway, what's disturbing in all of this is this James Baker character who left the FBI as their top lawyer and went over to Twitter. We have to keep wondering why the Democrats are so adamant about shaming people that we're talking about election deniers and stolen elections and those kinds of things. Well, now we're beginning to see just what was happening here. They wanted to suppress the entire collaboration with Twitter because it did interfere with the election. Now, I don't know who the voters are really over there on Twitter, how many read the New York Post. We're up to speed on all things Hunter Biden laptop and the Biden Incorporated situation. I would argue probably only 25% of the population knew about it, but now we understand why.
Well, I've got one for you. I got one for you just to add to this. The Missouri Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, you know who he is, right?
Of course.
Missouri and Louisiana have got a lawsuit going on against the federal government for some of what we're talking about indirectly. But in Missouri and Louisiana's deposition of FBI agent Elvis Chan this week, they found that the FBI played a big role in working with social media companies to censure speech from the weekly meetings.
Every 2 weeks.
Yep, from the weekly meetings to the...
No, 2 weeks, every 2 weeks.
Well, they're saying weekly. From weekly meetings with social media companies ahead of the 2020 election to ask for accounts and takedowns of certain accounts and whatnot. And then it goes on to say one other little thing. Let's see. Chan said he was joined at the meetings with the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force and senior officials from cybersecurity and the Infrastructure Security Agency. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, when it puts a different look and a different definition to Russia interference into the election, is because it, you know, we don't know how much Russia actually did interfere, but it's the left that exploited that.
Yep.
And they called the internal interference, the, you know, our own apparatus interfered, certainly with, obviously now with Twitter, but I guarantee it was other, you know, big tech.
Sure.
But they put a different kind of definition to Russian interference because they ran with that. They call, even Hunter, when he was interviewed by that woman, I guess at CBS, whatever it was,
yeah,
he even said it could have been Russian hacking. Okay? So they expanded the definition of Russian interference. They exploited it. So let me tell you, there's virtually no decency among these people. None. Zero. And for what they did and what they're continuing to do, and this isn't just about all things in Hunter Biden laptop and Biden Incorporated. It goes back to 2011 because they did it back then with the TechWatch.
Yep.
This tells us how manipulative it all was. You know, we hear the term shadow banning.
Yep.
Well, it isn't so much that they shadow ban people, but it was also that they shadow banned facts, and they would put out part of the story, and they wouldn't put out the rest of the story. In fact, just before I came on the air with you, I was looking through all of the headlines of Associated Press for today. Nothing on there about this. Nothing. So it isn't just big tech anymore either. It's now things like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Associated Press, and likely Reuters. I haven't looked at Reuters, but I was just scrolling through all the headlines on the Associated Press app that I have, and there was nothing there.
Well, this is something that we may or may not hear about on the Talking Head shows over the weekend, but we certainly will hear about it again here next week because...
We'll absolutely be hearing about this for quite some time. This is not going to go away. Now, what will this do to Section 230? Well... Section 230 legislation has been drafted.
Yep.
But they haven't done anything with it because it's clearly not, they can, every day they learn something more and more and more.
Yep.
They don't even know what to begin to do with Section 230.
All righty, kiddo. We will talk again on Monday, and I am absolutely positive we'll be talking about this as well as other things that happen, hopefully not much, over the weekend. Have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the weather. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, and I'll be right back with more right after this.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Internal Twitter emails released Friday by Elon Musk reveal that Twitter censored a tweet about the Hunter Biden laptop story by actor James Wood at the request of the Democratic National Committee. The internal emails are proof that a political party suppressed the speech of a private citizen on Twitter for posting content that could be politically damaging for the Democrat presidential nominee at the time of a presidential election. Wood's tweet was one of many censored by Twitter. The Biden campaign requested certain accounts be suspended. The Hunter Biden laptop story, first reported by the New York Post, revealed emails describing shady business dealings with foreign actors. Some emails suggested that Joe Biden, the Democrat presidential nominee, was involved in some of those business dealings. James Wood says he is going to sue the Democrat National Committee. This is SRN News.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Captain Matt here. You've got to get to the Groveside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms and try their pot roast sandwich. It's grandma's pot roast, slow-cooked, piled high, and covered in Swiss cheese. It absolutely melts in your mouth. Mixon Fruit Farms also has one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had. It's not called the loaded BLT for nothing. Applewood bacon stacked high. You've got to try this bacon. Get to Mixon Fruit Farms today. Skip the line and call ahead. They love local regulars. 941-748-5829.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And as always, our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with locations in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area, and Concord, Massachusetts, outside the city limits of Boston, where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has a website. It's naa.edu. That's NAA. NewsSeminar.edu. And for you military men and women, those of you that have been in the service, veterans, or those of you that are coming out of the service, either retirees or people just finishing your commitment to God and country, I want you to check this out, because your GI Bill, if you have not used it, was going to take care of this, and you're going to wind up in a job which pretty much will give you carte blanche wherever you want to go. Now, you will learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician at one of those two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. You can call them and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. Or some people, believe it or not, will go to both. They'll go to one 1 week, they'll go to one the next week, and see what they want to do, which one they want to go to. This is a career move. It's not a job, folks. It's a career move. And it's an important move in the scheme of things when you talk about a job that you're going to have for 15 or 20 years or even more, that's going to pay you $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 plus per year, depending on where you wind up working. You work overseas, you get paid more money, of course. So there you go. All right. Well, joining us on the telephone, we have a special guest who's representing a special organization. And you know there's cattle in Florida. You don't know where they are, maybe, but there's a few of them this weekend over there, not very far away from Orlando. So good morning to you, sir. What's your name and what's the name of your group again?
Good morning. It's David Hunt with Operation Outdoor Freedom.
All righty. And the Operation Outdoor Freedom part we like. That, of course, is a group of veterans. You're working with a lot of wounded warriors. Is that right?
That's correct. We, prior to the COVID episodes, we were hosting 500-600 veterans a year on about 95 events throughout the state of Florida every year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that kind of put everybody down. But now you're back, you're up, and you're running. So tell us about your event and tell us about how people can get involved or maybe help you out.
Right. This is the Great Florida Cattle Drive, and we do it every 10 years. And this time we shortened it up a little bit and decided to do it for the 500th year of Ponce de Leon settling in Florida and bringing the Spanish cattle and horses to the state of Florida. So we got a bunch of cattle together and a bunch of cowboys from across the state, and we're going to drive them about 65 miles across the center of the state and go through some of the prettiest country in the state of Florida.
Now, where are you taking them to?
We got a set of rodeo grounds there that we're driving. We're starting in St. Cloud, Florida, and winding up in Kenansville, Florida.
All right. Of course, St. Cloud is over there by Disney.
That's correct, yeah.
Maybe you'll have a lot of the Disney folks will see it, and they'll get interested, and they'll go, hey, man, look at that. Look at all them cows. Where are they going?
Yeah, yeah. We're just trying to promote the cattle heritage and where we came from and how they did it a couple hundred years ago. And I've got 14 veterans with me that we've trained how to ride horses and how to push cattle, and we're going to get in the saddle Monday morning and spend a week going across the woods of Florida.
Well, that's great. And I'll tell you what, we'd like to keep kind of in touch with you with what you're doing. This isn't the normal time when I do my military news segment right now. You might want to give us a call and give us a 5-minute update as to where you're at and what you're doing. I'm sure the people would be interested.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I'd love to have a veteran come on here with you and tell them what they're experiencing.
That's fine, too. We'd love to hear from the veteran because, you know, it's very important. People, and again, are you a veteran yourself, sir?
No, sir, I'm not. I just was lucky enough to be able to coordinate this program since the beginning. And
okay, but I'm sure you got some veterans in the mix besides the wounded guys, right, the wounded warriors. I'm sure there's some more in there.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
because,
sir,
see, that's what it's all about, veterans working with veterans. That always works.
Yes, yep. And that's what we found out about the program, putting the veterans together to have some campfire time, and that's always been our main thing, is getting them out.
Right. And the best thing about it is you'll probably be able to hear me most of the way all the way over to where you're going on our affiliate out of Orlando, AM950, The Answer, and FM94.9. So take your pick. You'll probably be able to hear us all the way on your drive over there. You'll hear yourself on the radio.
Yes, sir. That sounds good.
Yep, and we appreciate you coming on. And once again, tell us about your organization. Give us a website and how we can help you.
Yes, sir. Operation Outdoor Freedom. You can go to www.outdoorfreedom.com and go to the website and register. And you have to be 30% or greater VA disability rating or Purple Heart recipient. And you just look at the website and the dates and the times and see if that fits your schedule. And apply for it, and we do a draw and get you outdoors.
That's great, and I really appreciate that, my friend, and you have yourself a great day, and good luck to everybody, and tell those veterans thank you for their service from another combat-wounded Purple Heart veteran.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Take care, my friend. Okay. Now, see, folks, these are the people that are out there doing things for our veterans that you don't hear about. And we gave you a chance to hear about something, Operation Outdoor Freedom, that I guarantee you won't hear six people anywhere on the radio or television dial telling you about it. I guarantee you. But the reason we think it's important is because the veterans, to get the veterans involved in something that they themselves can actually do. And nothing better than getting the outdoors and obviously riding a horse and all that. You know, you got to learn to do that, especially if you're missing an arm or leg or whatnot. You got to learn to do that. But here's the other thing. Maybe you got one of those ATVs. Maybe you could follow along with the ATV, do something like that. I suppose there's always an opportunity. Oh, and by the way, before we have to cut to our break, Tampa, the Space Force has opened a new regional headquarters here in Tampa. It was announced yesterday to U.S. Central Command. The press release said that the U.S. Space Force's Central will play a significant role in supporting CENTCOM's growing need for space-based capabilities such as satellite navigation, communications, and missile warnings throughout Asia and the Middle East. And I'm happy to say and welcome aboard to Colonel Christopher Putman, who is the unit's commander that's going to be here, called Space Scent. That's what it's going to be known as, Space Scent. Colonel Christopher Putman. We're going to reach out to him and try to get him on the program because this is important stuff that's happening. You know, it's not just about ground pounders anymore. We're trying to get away from that and get more into some other things that we can do without actually putting some boots on the ground. How about that? Might be a great idea, you think? But time has come? I think so. That's just me, but what do I know, right? And, of course, we may or may not know by next week whether or not Joe Biden is serious about being willing to talk to Putin about the Ukraine with some conditions. With some conditions. But then again, Russia says they got conditions of their own. So are we going to do it? Aren't we going to do it? We don't know. But I'll be back to tell you more about what's going on in the world in which we live and wrap things up for the weekend show right after this break that's coming up and these messages that are coming up, too. I'm waiting for them to show up in my ear here. The Captain's America Third Watch, of course, we're on Monday through Saturday during the week. We're a four-hour show. We're on from 2 to 6 in the morning. Many stations carry us for a couple hours. Some stations carry us for 4 hours. But we're very happy, very pleased, and welcome everybody and anybody. It doesn't take that much to get us on the airwaves over there, wherever you're at. All you got to do is call up the program director at a station you're listening to and say, hey, man, we like this show and we'd like to hear it. How about it? There you go. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. Many businesses qualify and simply do not know it. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. This is a cash payment and not a loan, and can be claimed now. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. The best part is that until you receive your cash payment, you don't pay us a dime. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE, and your tax payment estimate is quick, easy, and free. That's 833-ERC-FILE to qualify you and your business for up to $26,000 per employee of free federal aid. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
York, install confidence.
Howdy folks, Chris Cashy here with AC Today. Inflation Reduction Act? I know you've heard of it, but you're probably wondering how this applies to me. You see, AC Today has partnered with York on a program that can save you thousands of dollars on a new Inflation Reduction Act eligible energy efficient air conditioner. That's right. You can save up to $4,500 off the cost of a new energy efficient air conditioner that includes a 10-year parts, and get this, a 10-year labor warranty as well. We can wrap this in a 25-month no interest program to make getting a new system and locking in today's prices something that everybody can afford. So if you're looking for a company that you can trust and that's locally owned and operated, call AC Today, 941-755-1336, or visit us at actoday-fl.com. For all your AC needs, you have to call AC Today, not tomorrow.
I'm Chuck England, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7 and AM 930 The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away. I want to remind you a couple of personal appearance reminders here. First of all, next Tuesday, have lunch with the captain, as always, at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. That's first of all. Second of all, coming up on the weekend, on Saturday, I'll be up at Moss Family Automotive, the Moss Nissan dealership, right there at 19 and 54, from about 10 or 11 o'clock until about 2 or 3 o'clock, somewhere in that range. And we'll have some things we'll be giving away. Plus, they always cook some food and whatnot, so you have a lot of different stuff. And you'll be able to save some money on some vehicles. I'll also have some certificates there to allow you to do that. So that's next Saturday. Then the following Saturday, I'm going to be moving around again because, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Next Saturday is a gun show. There we go. I'll get this right. In Largo, Largo Gun Show. I'll be there from 9 to 3. And then the following week, I'll be at Moss Nissan, the 17th, on a Saturday. And that'll be from about 10 to 2. So stop by if you want. And this portion of the program, by the way, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular the Moss Nissan dealerships, because hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, too, around the countryside, middle and up, upper Midwest, and out west as far as, you ready for this, Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service because it all starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection there either. At Moss, they've got over 600 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, accessories you might want to be thinking about, and clean trade-ins are commanding still a great resale price so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, that's EMS, that's firefighters and police, all get a great deal offered to them, along with church pastors. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 19 and 54, where I'll be on the 17th in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue here in Tampa, side by side, and then the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida. Golly, you're going to like it. You're really going to like it. Brand new facility, just east of the Suncoast Parkway on State Route 50, maybe 100 yards. On the right side, you'll see it right there. So there you go. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You do that by going to MossNissan.com, the website. Yep, MossNissan.com. Or when you show up at the dealership, tell them the captain sent you. Watch and see what happens. You'll be surprised. Watch and see what happens. Well, you know, I got a lot of people making comments, both emails and text messages and chat room messages, about the president of the world, Stacey Abrams, lobbying Joe Biden to be the next FCC nominee, which could include being the commissioner. We'll see. Boy, would the world be in trouble if that were to happen again. What are her qualifications? What does she possibly know about running the Federal Communications Commission or being on it and any of the communication rules and regulations that are out there that the Democrats would like to change? I'll bet you that one. They'd love to change it. Bet you the farm on that one. So, folks, keep that in mind because they got to be approved by Congress for that. No way in hell. No way in hell. Well, an FBI agent testified that the federal agency met weekly, with social media companies ahead of the 2020 presidential election to warn about disinformation and regularly sent lists of content out for them to suppress. This comes from the Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Now, it's possible those warnings led to Twitter and Facebook's controversial suppression of the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story, which has been an enduring focal point of the social media free speech issue. Now, the FBI supervisory special agent Elvis Chan testified this week as part of a lawsuit against the Biden administration brought by the Republican attorney generals of Missouri and Louisiana. This lawsuit alleges that the administration colluded with social media companies to censure free speech under the guise of combating misinformation. Now, according to A.G. Schmidt from Missouri, Chan testified that he and others from the federal government had meetings with social media companies to warn them about suspected Russian disinformation. The meetings became more frequent as the 2020 presidential election approached. Schmidt went on and said that Chan said he was joined at the meetings by the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force and senior officials from the cybersecurity and infrastructure security agencies. This goes on. Chan testified that he personally warned social media companies of potential Russian hack and leak information. Those warnings may have led to restrictions on the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, Twitter apparently banned the New York Post story from being shared, but overturned its policy one day later. Facebook limited the spread of the story through its algorithm, which Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said was because the FBI warned the company to be vigilant against an incoming dump of Russian disinformation. News outlets over the last couple of years have confirmed the laptop's authenticity. And now we're hearing about how accurate it actually has been with what we're starting to get in the way of information. Legitimate information from these emails and messages. And according to Attorney General Schmidt, Chan also testified the FBI regularly sent social media companies lists of websites and accounts it suspected were malign foreign influence operations and followed up to see if the companies had been removed by those websites. Chan also stated that the FBI regularly sent social media companies lists of URLs, social media accounts, all that should have been taken down because they were disinformation from malign foreign influence operations. The FBI then required whether or not the platforms, or inquired rather, whether or not the platforms had taken down the content. This stuff is huge, folks. It actually went on. The disinformation, the misrepresentation, the trying to lead you to believe something else was going on than what really was going on, it all happened. It all happened. And you know what else is happening right now? The unraveling of Conway West, known as Ye. The guy has gone nuts. Not that he wasn't to begin with, but the guy's gone nuts. And Elon Musk just turned around and suspended his Twitter account because it violated their rule against incitement to violence. Now, Ye is planning to run for president in 2024. He's posted now-deleted campaign videos attacking Donald Trump and, according to Ye's advisor, brought a Holocaust denier to dinner with Trump and deliberately caused a storm of negative press around the former president. Yes, of course he did that. He may be not all that there, but he's not totally stupid either. So, what's going to happen next? Well, hopefully, people will start just not paying attention to him. Just don't pay attention to the guy. He's nuts, and I mean that literally. He's nuts. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu has aligned his faction with some hardline leaders, namely the far-right bloc over there in Israel. They're going to get it together. They're going to rule, and it's going to be a great government again, as it was before. Benjamin Netanyahu is a special individual. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. The weekend is upon us. That means I get one night off. That means that this morning I'll see a bunch of people at a certain place for some brunch at 9 a.m. Can't wait. Have yourself a great day. Remember, this show's all about America. All about America. God bless America.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Smoothie King does coffee better than the rest. Delicious coffee smoothies with new espresso or cold brew plus real nutrition. Enjoy any 20-ounce coffee smoothie for just $5 all day when you scan with the app. Valid at participating locations. See website for terms. Make Smoothie King your king of coffee.